I am Chris Cahill, and welcome to Psychic Everyday Radio. I'm coming to you live July 3rd, 2013, from downtown Los Angeles and Skid Row Studios. And you can find us at skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. And just a reminder, not only am I doing a live show tonight about a whole new topic, I will be giving readings during the show, and we are live streaming. So if you want to watch the show online, you can. You can go to livestream.com and go look for skidrowstudios.com and you'll find us. You can always set up a free account on live stream. Watch the show while it's happening. That is exciting. How do you like that, Mindy?
Yay!
I've got Mindy Jorgensen on the boards here. She's awesome.
Hello,
as ever.
Thank you.
And it's really fun to be here tonight.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a good night.
Definitely. And we've got a brand new theme for you tonight. The theme is, and I'm really inspired about this theme, and I'm going to tell you why. My theme is how you can predict your own future, and actually how you already do predict your own future. I'm inspired. Actually, I'm grateful to a man named, where did I put his name down? Mr. Linz. Actually, Linz is his name. And Linz left me a comment last week on my blog. My blog is called Psychic Every Day, and you can find it, you know, at psychiceveryday.com. And I wrote a post a year ago on that blog called A Note on Predicting the Future and Why I Don't. And it's gotten a lot of comments. A lot of people have read it, and I've, you know, I reposted from time to time. And you tend to forget about the old posts because you create the new ones. And I had really not thought about it for a while. And then I received this comment from Linz. He wrote, "See, you come across to me as someone who can't predict the future, which is why you are critical of people who can. I think it also blows your manifestation theory out the window if psychic predictions can be actually proven weeks, months, or years ahead. I'm not sure what type of psychic you claim to be, but I'm betting you are caught up in this law of attraction baloney and thinking life coaching is psychic. I don't think you're all you seem, Chris. I'd put a wager you are a counselor or a life coach." So apparently he didn't really care much for my blog post, but I'm really grateful to him because I really like that he wrote that. Because I wrote back to him and I said, "Hi, Linz. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to discuss this further. Which future are you talking about? There are many futures. I'm actually not interested in the law of attraction. I never read The Secret, and all the New Age stuff bores me. What excites me is the power of a clear vision, which is clairvoyance. The human spirit is brilliantly capable of creating any future at all. The trick is to know your own energy and to decide to create your own vision. If you're sitting around waiting for someone else to come along and make a prediction, you're stuck. If you've decided to match to some future that someone else predicted, you're working the law of attraction yourself. So there you go. When the predicted event occurs, everyone gets to say, 'Ah, that prediction happened,' and congratulate themselves for waiting for it. It's actually far more interesting to create your own pictures and begin to match to those. Then you get to predict your own future. The kind of psychic predictions you're talking about are a bit 19th century. We are now in the 21st century, so it's time for a new picture." So that was my response to Linz. And I'm very grateful to him because I was immediately inspired to make a show about this. I do talk about this a lot, and it is one of the things I say to people who ask me what I do as a psychic. And I always let them know I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not just really not interested in that. If somebody is making predictions, they may or may not be correct. I don't really have a problem with them. I'm not trying to start a fight with anybody here. Some people could see things that, you know, they see very clearly are going to happen. And I've had people tell me many times that things that they dreamed about or they saw did happen. I'm like, good, that's great. But making a big fuss over all the predictions that that people make and then sort of sticking to the prediction, you know, like if somebody says, this thing is going to happen, and then everyone goes, oh, so-and-so said this thing is going to happen, so I better match to it. And by matching to it, what I mean is, you know, lining your energy up to a preconceived prediction, to something that somebody else has made. Now, we do this all the time with the weather report, or the economic forecast, or, you know, think about all the times in your life when someone has predicted your future. That can be your parents, your family, teachers you've had, bosses, fellow employees, friends, other people you know on any level. It could be the government or political leaders or anybody who makes predictions about what will absolutely happen. And when you match to something that others say will happen and you match your energy to that, you kind of, you know, say you're in agreement with it, you tend to make it happen. So there you go. The future came true that somebody predicted. Now, it's just really a lot more fascinating to actually start to predict your own future. And that's what we're going to be getting into in tonight's show. Couple notes. Again, you're listening to Chris Cahill and Psychic Everyday Radio. The phone number here at Skid Row Studios is 800-893-9562. And I will be giving readings to callers during my show tonight. So hope you can call on in and get yourself a mini reading. And what I'll be reading, what I'll be taking a look at tonight is your ability to create your own future. And you can ask a question, but there will be, you know, basically a kind of an overall theme of, hey, let's take a look at your power as a being, you the spirit, at creating your future. Years ago, before I ever trained to be a psychic, before I became a clairvoyant myself or knew I was, you know, I already was one, but I didn't know it. Before I could validate that and start to use my abilities, I used to get readings. I used to go to different psychics. I didn't go to a lot of them, but there would be, you know, from time to time, I'd go get a reading. A friend said, oh, I went to this person and she was a great psychic, or this guy was great. And, you know, I just felt the need for a hello, or I wanted it. And I'd go to see somebody, and the people who I really liked the most, the psychics who I always just got the most out of seeing and really look forward to seeing them, were the ones who knew how to really say hello to the spirit. You know, they knew how to say hello to me. And even if they could do that thing, you know, that thing of seeing my energy clearly, and then I would sit there feeling like I've really been seen. It was a powerful experience. It was something that the first time I experienced it, I was just blown away by it. I really was, you know, I was in awe, and it was very healing. But some of them still insisted on predicting the future. Maybe there was a lot of pressure on them to do so, or maybe however they were looking at the energy, they saw something and decided that that was what was going to happen, or they thought I expected it, which I didn't. But once I went to this psychic, and she was really highly spoken of by a friend of mine at the time, and she was a nice lady. You know, she was very, I can't even remember her name. It was so long ago, and I only saw her the one time. And she was very nice, and everything was going along well in the beginning of the reading. And then she started telling me that I was going to have 6 children. And I said to her, no, I'm not actually going to have any. I think you're reading my mother. My mother has 6 children. And knowing what I know now about, you know, psychic energy and energies like that, she was absolutely seeing my mother. I knew that. Anyway, I said this to her, and she said to me, no, you're going to have 6 children. And she started arguing with me. And here I was, you know, I was in my 30s, and I knew I wasn't going to have any children. I was really pretty darn tootin' certain that that was not going to be my future. And it was hilarious, because at that point, the reading lost all interest for me. I had no interest in continuing, because as far as I was concerned, she wasn't seeing me. It was just, it was silly. But until we got to that point, and she had to make a point, the reading was nice. It was a really lovely spiritual hello. That's the point of what I'm saying here. If you are wanting to predict your own future, if you want to start to create something for yourself, it is very possible. It's actually something you already do. You've already created your future. You've already predicted it for yourself many times. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have all the answers, or you have to, you know a million things about how the world works in order to make any predictions for yourself. But there are some great ways that you can start to tap into that power that you have to manifest and to make things real for yourself. This is Chris Cahill and Psychic Everyday Radio at skidrowstudios.com. If you are just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to a live show, and I'm doing a show about how you predict your own future. I have a phone number here, and you can call it if you'd like to get a reading tonight. The number is 1-800-893-9562. Now, back to predicting your own future. Dun, 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 dun. This is where it gets really exciting. When you start to create your own future for yourself, when you decide to start predicting what you will be doing, remember a few things. First of all, you don't have control over anything outside of you. Now, I've talked about this in other shows, and you'll hear me say it a lot. But that's one of the big things coming up for so many people now. And I know that I'm getting to see a lot of them in my readings and my classes, because those are my pictures too. You know, I get to see my matches, people who have very similar ways of doing things. And I'm getting to see people over and over and over who are learning to let go of control that they don't have to begin with. And all of us, I mean, this is a human thing. We think we have to hold on and control things, you know, or they won't be safe. And it seems to me that a lot of the times people want predictions, or they need predictions, think they need predictions, because it's a way to kind of get a handle on the future or to control the future. And we don't. None of us do. There is no predetermined, there's no, you know, outcome that's already been decided. It's kind of funny because political parties will decide that there's this outcome or that outcome. They'll work it very black and white. Religions do the same thing. Well, there are all these different outcomes. One of my favorite recent movies that I saw about religions and the end of the world and predicting is called This is the End, and it's hilarious, and I highly recommend you go see it. It's really, really fun. It's absolutely, like, I just laughed out loud through the whole movie. But it cracks you up because it's about all those predictions about the apocalypse and the end of the world and, you know, all the stuff everybody was going through with the Mayan calendar and all of that. But the Mayan calendar isn't really mentioned so much in the movie. It's just totally silly. It's very fun. And that's kind of what it comes down to. We've had so many predictions that we've all lived through since the dawn of time, where this particular person predicted this or somebody else predicted that. And it continues to change. Sometimes those things come true, and sometimes we actually change what the future was holding, you know, according to whichever expert or whichever person saw it. We change that future because we have the ability, each of us, to change. We have the ability to grow. You have the ability to change your life now, in this moment. And when you do that and you change how you see yourself and how you're doing what you're doing, the actions you're taking, what you're choosing every day, you're also going to change your future. And so if somebody comes up to you and tells you, you know, or if they ever have, this is your future, I see it right out in front of you, you might want to look and see if you like that future. I've had a lot of people, understandably so, frightened when they first, you know, meet me. If they're coming to me for a reading, it's their first reading, they might be very nervous or a little bit frightened. And they'll tell me that because they don't want to hear anything negative. And I've actually had people at, you know, events I've done or parties where I'm giving a lot of readings to people who just are very short little readings, people coming and going. And they might not want a reading because their preconceived idea is that, oh no, it's a psychic. She's going to see something negative about me. That's certainly not how I see it. It's not how I work it. And that's not how the people who I trust and who I like who do this kind of work do it either. We're looking for, where's your spirit? Where's your energy? And also, what does it look like when it's your energy and when it's not your energy? You might not know how much power you have, and this is power within, but how much power you have in the world when you have your own energy and you know it and you can validate it and you can have it for yourself. because that is what you use to create your future. You use your own energy. It's awesome. And there's nothing else like it inside of you. Your energy is the only stuff that works inside of you. Nobody else's energy does. So if you're running some other prediction through you, and people have been over forever, but the past few years, especially with the economy and the environment and all the problems that there are on the planet, the bees are dying and the oceans are filling with plastic. And, you know, it's wake up time, everybody. Let's change it. We can. And you start that with yourself. You change you. If the oceans are filled with plastic and the bees are dying and the, you know, environment's going to hell and the economy's bad, well, think about what's inside of everybody. Each of us has an environment too. And you change your environment and it actually helps others with deciding to change theirs without you controlling or doing a thing. It's from within you. I am giving readings tonight and I'd love to hear from some of you. I am Chris Cahill's Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And you're listening to a live show on July 3rd, 2013. I know it's a party night. I know people are going out for the 4th of July, but I don't care. I'm here doing a show and I'm having fun. So if you want to get a reading, you've got about another, 40 minutes or so to call me and get one. And my number is 1-800-893-9562. Now, a couple things. If you're listening live, you might be a regular listener, you might be new, you might be just tuning in, you know, checking out new shows, but you can also subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. It is free and it's Psychic Every Day on iTunes. So go looking for it and, you know, sign up for it. So there, because then you don't have to just show up for live night shows, live shows. You can get the show and listen to it any old time. Back to the future. If you decide somebody else has your answers, that somebody else has your future or your answers, that it's up to them, then you might be allowing them to predict your future for you. Now, sometimes we, you know, again, this falls into the out of my control category, where somebody else kind of might have power to make over a decision. And people will often look at that, you know, like, well, so-and-so has all the, you know, they have all the power here, or they decide this, or it's not up to me, it's out there. You know, I don't have control over what's out there. You don't. No, you don't. But that doesn't mean you're helpless. Not at all. I have seen and experienced enough times something moving and shaking when I decided to start to move that energy around a little. And I know it began inside of me. This doesn't mean I controlled it, but that I had an effect on it. And I've seen other people do the same thing. Now, a lot of people I know who work with energy or who try to do this consciously for themselves move and shake energy all the time. They're always changing things. They're creating something new. And it can be a really wonderful thing to realize you have that ability. Now, just by doing something as simple as sitting down and taking the time every day to ground yourself and to work with, you know, letting go of energy, to be in a grounded meditation, to let go of the things that have been in your way, to release it and to make yourself responsible for how your energy is within. And that will affect what you create in the present time and in the future. Because the only time you create is right now. So if you are predicting your own future, that's, you know, my opinion is predict, create. Very similar, those two words in this particular, in the meaning here. You create your own future. You make your own predictions about your future. Those are similar. And you start to work with your energy and become conscious of it. And it becomes much, much easier for you to create the effect you want, to create an outcome you want. Even if you have no control sometimes over exactly how that outcome is or what the other person will do, you can choose how you are. You can control you if you choose to. I have my first caller. I'd love to give a reading, and let's see who's here. You are live. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is it?
It's Christine.
You know, it's really damn funny because I knew that. I'm not kidding. I absolutely knew. I'm like, I bet you that's Christine. I don't know what it was. I just saw your energy. Right on.
Oh, right on. Right on. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm loving tonight's theme. I'm sitting here behind my laptop, plugged in and ready to greet this extended weekend. And I have a question for you.
Shoot. Go right ahead.
Well, predicting one's own future. As you know, I'm diving deep into working on music, specifically an album. And one thing that I was wondering about was I'm kind of used to creating music, putting it out there, getting nice, you know, some wonderful reception. Mm-hmm. But I haven't quite manifested or experienced taking it to the next level, if you will.
Perfect.
I wanted to hone in on that and see what I might be able to do to just sort of open up the universe to saying yes.
Well, and here's the picture I see immediately. This picture of you as you look like you're about 7 years old and you've got this paint smock on and you're standing in front of this great big easel and you're small, you're this little girl and the easel's really big, but it's not stopping you from throwing paint as high up as you can on that canvas that's on the easel. And it's very funny. I see you on your tiptoes and first you're doing it very kind of delicately and sort of politely and sort of shy, you know, kind of shy, like, oh, I don't know. Let me just see how high I can reach. And you can only, you know, reach so high. And then at one point you just look up at the top of the canvas and you're like, I want to get paint all the way up to the top of that canvas. And you dip your brush in this great big, like, it's like a red and it's got glitter in it. And it's like really, you were afraid of getting messy. That's what it was. You were afraid of making a mess. You didn't want to get anything, you wanted to keep it all on the canvas and not get it on the floor or the wall or anything behind you. And you're trying to be it all pristine in this space you're in. And I see you going, oh, the heck with this, because you don't have anything to stand on in the room to go and jump, you know, climb up and do this. And so I see you take this brush and you just load it up with paint and you just, you know, pull your arm back and then swing it, you know, so that all the paint just goes flying. And so some of it hits the ceiling and some of it hits the wall behind and a lot of it hits the canvas. And there's this great big, beautiful, sparkly red blotch of energy, you know, of color on the canvas. Uh-huh. And it looks like it's just this decision to let go with passion, because that's this red. It's like one of your colors. It's red, red. Mm-hmm. It's decision to let go with passion and not worry about where it splashes. So that's what I'm looking at. It's like not trying to control where it goes, not trying to control how big it gets, not being afraid of that. It's more about the letting go with abandon, and trusting is the other part of this, trusting that you will be safe. You'll be fine.
Well, that sounds very magical. I'm enjoying that, actually. It's very inspirational since I'm about to dive in for the next handful of days. So
it looks like it's about playing. It's you know, accessing that inner little creative child who really knows how to do this and go with it.
Yeah, it was really cute. Well, thank you, Chris.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, have a beautiful show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, calling, Christine. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. If you're listening right now, you are listening to a live show. And I'm Chris Cahill and Psychic Everyday Radio with a show about predict your own future, or actually how you already do and how you can use that more for yourself. And I'm giving readings. The number here is 1-800-893-9562. And I have another caller right now I'd like to talk to. Hello, you are live.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Bonnie.
Bonnie, where are you calling from?
In Pennsylvania.
Hi, Bonnie. Good to hear your voice. How's it going?
It's good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Good. I just had a little question because I know that this evening you're talking about knowing, kind of knowing your own future, but feeling like I'm having a little bit of difficulty picking a direction to move in, although I feel like it's time to move. I wondered if you saw anything about direction.
Yes, I see. Actually, the picture that I'm looking at is not about which direction you should move in out there, but more of a suggestion direction to move within to get that answer. And there's a picture of you. I see a picture of you sitting you're standing in an empty house, kind of in the foyer, the hallway, with all these boxes and everything packed around you. And you're waiting for the truck to show up. You know, you're all ready to go, but the truck, the moving vehicle, has not arrived yet. And you're waiting for, I see you, you know, as you're waiting, you're patiently waiting and waiting for the right time. You're like, okay, it'll come along when it's the right time and I'll know exactly where to go. But then what I see is that you start doubting yourself. You're like, oh, wait, did I call the moving truck? Did I call the moving company? Wait, where are we going again? And it's this whole starting to doubt a little bit of what it is that your original intention was. I see that your original intention, because when I move all this doubt out of the way and kind of the uncertainty of the whole thing, the original intention is not, it looks like it's kind of muddied or muddled a little bit with this picture of you're supposed to make sense, or it's supposed to somehow, you're supposed to have like a plan or know it all, you know, like know where things are going. And on the one hand, there's you, the spirit, saying, screw that. I just want to be free myself from this old energy. And I want to just go and see what it's like to be without all those demands on my space. So it's like a spiritual level you're working. When I'm reading this, it is really very much your spirit. Part of you saying, I want to free myself from the, just like from the weight, the bonds, the things that I've allowed to kind of tie me down. There's another picture of you as Gulliver and being tied down by all the Lilliputians. You know what I'm saying? So you get it. And you're
sort of feel it.
Yep, you're done being Gulliver. You're getting ready to cut all those little cords of energy. And realize that actually you're really a lot bigger than all of them. And it's okay for you to just cut the cords and get up and walk. And Gulliver doesn't have to explain where he's going. He's big. He can just go.
How freeing is that?
No kidding. That's what you're actually looking for. It's a spiritual freedom. And then from there, because it looks to me like you're needing to create some space in order to figure out what your next move is. There's no wrong move for you. There's no wrong move at all. It's just simply... It's a move within, a move to yourself, and that's you saying, okay, everybody, your concerns are, I'm sure they're very important to you, but they are no longer going to stop me.
Okay.
There you go. Have fun. Tomorrow's Independence Day. I say yours is starting now. Go for it.
All right. Well, you enjoy the holidays. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for listening and calling. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I love that. When you are deciding to predict your own future, and I'm not saying, you know, to the tiny little detail in the letter and say it has to be this way. But when you decide that you're going to predict the energy of what you're in, you choose what it's going to be. You actually free yourself quite a bit. It's absolutely liberating. It's without waiting for others to tell you what it should be. I am going to give another reading now. I have another person here. Welcome and thank you for listening. Who's this?
This is Veronica.
Veronica, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, Fullerton, California.
Great. It's a little noisy on your end. Can you possibly get away from the noise that's in the background? Is coming
oh,
through.
Yeah, I can move away from the noise.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Let me hold on. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. All right.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Now, would you like to have a comment, or would you like me to read something for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I just negative thoughts. Like, I feel like I'm always putting myself in negative situations when I really don't want to be in these negative situations.
Excellent. That's a great question. Let me take a look at that. And Veronica, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. The picture I see is you have this, and I don't know what this is. It's just the picture as I start to look at it, but it looks like you have this little funnel cloud of really pretty turquoise energy over your head. And it looks like a pretty little funnel cloud. It's not like a big dark gray one, but I see that it's this energy that you're trying to hold on to. It's like a very healing color for you, this beautiful light turquoise. But all around it are storm clouds and a great big storm. And it looks like you're trying to use your little happy tornado. It's a little, it's like not going to destroy your head or your space. It's like an energy that you've been using to try to protect your space from the outside storms.
Yeah.
And those outside storms are, a lot of them look like family group and group energy, you know, like people you know or you came from. And I'm not blaming the group, you know, or the family, but it looks like it's a programming on a how people think, you know, like how you're supposed to be. It's like a negative attitude energy. It's a lot of a lot of Eeyore energy. You know what I'm saying? You know who Eeyore is?
Not really.
Read Winnie the Pooh and you'll learn about Eeyore. And it'll
Eeyore, where you're just always like, bummed out.
Everything's wrong. Yeah, it's that kind of energy. Everything's bad. And there's Winnie the Pooh going, no, it's actually okay. I have my honey, you know. And that's the picture, is you're trying to be more like Winnie the Pooh, but you keep hitting all the Eeyore energy. And it
I feel like that sometimes, where like everything's going so well, and then I feel like I put myself like on purpose in like a situation where it's going to be bad, and I don't know why I do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you
I have so many good things going for me.
Right. You punish yourself, and you set yourself up for a fall. And it looks like it's this negative energy in your space. It's not your energy, but it's energy in your space competing with your own energy to kind of, you know, take over. And it's, this is a perfect example of predicting your own future. And it's not what you're trying to do. You're not trying to hurt yourself or to be, you know, to having this stuff take over. But what's happening is it keeps running into you, or you keep matching to it. And I see that a lot of it is just fear. It's other people's fear. And they go into, like, there's invalidation, there's fear, there's all this negativity about the world, and, you know, kind of a distrust of the world. And none of that is your truth, and it's also not their truth. It's the stuff people picked up and decided this is what's real. It's almost like a, it's almost like a blanket, like a, you know, like a kid's safety blanket. You know how when you see a little kid and they might have one when they're a baby, and then as they get older, the thing turns into like this filthy rag, and it's impossible to get away from them sometimes. It's still their comfort. And so this looks like that kind of energy, that it's like the comfort of the people who are still holding on to it. And for some reason, you've held on to it. And it's not, this is not, you know, a call for you to be mean to yourself or to punish yourself more or to be down on yourself about it. This is a call for you, and this is you calling you to decide to release it and let it go. And actually what I see is, and if you're not doing it yet, start doing something like meditation. Start getting yourself into a place where you can give yourself new information, new ways of doing it.
Because I've been thinking about that, because I've been told before, like, oh, you know, you should go see a psychiatrist. Like over like a year and a half, like 2 years ago, I've been told that by a psychiatrist.
Well,
and I've always been afraid, like, I don't want to, like, go.
Well, then, here, do this instead. Before you go to any doctors anywhere, start to ground yourself. Start to work with energy. Start to learn how to help yourself. You can get a free meditation on my website. So if you want one, just go to chriscahill.com and go to the store, and you'll see a free section. And there's a 20-minute guided meditation on grounding yourself. It is very helpful information. It's a tool.
Oh, okay.
It's a tool you can use, and it can starts to help you let go of this energy. And that's the key, is whether you ground and release it or you figure out a way to do it on your own, you can let go of the energy that's having you sit in the negativity. That's the key here, is the letting go. And I'm going to be actually talking a little bit more about that stuff in the show tonight, because you're bringing up such an important point, how people predict the future by matching to what there is around them.
Yeah.
So it's hard to notice sometimes, and I'm seeing this with you, it's like not your energy, not your problem to solve. It's just the thing to let go of.
Yeah.
So that's what I would start making your, you know, like might be wanting to create a new mantra about letting go, forgiving, releasing it. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Thank you for calling in, Veronica. I appreciate it. Have a good holiday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. I'm Chris Cahill. This is Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. And you are listening to a show about predict your own future, how to predict your own future, or how you already do. And my phone number here is 1-800-893-9562. If you would like to get a reading during the show, you have about another 18 minutes or so. And I'll still be, taking a couple callers tonight. So as I'm talking about predict your own future and how you already do and how you can, well, here are some ways, some suggestions, some ideas for ways that you can start to change how that works for yourself, change your own future or start to become more conscious about how you do create it. And first of all, you just heard me speaking with the last caller, Veronica, about matching to other people's energy. And I kind of already went into that a little bit tonight, but when you match to how other people are choosing to be, and by that I mean like kind of take it on yourself and decide to also be in that energy, it takes over. It's controlling. It actually makes it difficult for you to create something that's real. So you're predicting your future that way by matching to a negativity or something that doesn't work for you. And if you decide to let that go, or if you want to let that go, a couple things that really help are doing things like learning who you are, know yourself, begin to make you your study, because that's what you're here for this lifetime. Believe it or not, you're here to know who you are and to decide to have you, and you're here to grow too. So you can start to learn more about your own self, your own truth, your own energy, your own desires, what it is that you want to have, your own wishes and goals. Figure out what you want. And you can decide to live in your own truth. And that's a big one too. I have another caller, and let's see who's here. Hello, you are live. Hi there. You're live. Hi, who is this?
Monica.
Oh, hi, Monica. Can you, you're in a kind of a noisy location. Can you move away from the background sound?
Uh-huh.
Great. Would you like a reading or do you have a comment?
Yes, I'd like a reading.
Sure. What's your question?
I'm wanting to know about my future.
Well, what about your future?
As far as my love life is concerned.
Your love life. Okay, now you know I don't predict the future, but I'll take a look at the energy of you creating this. Now, do you want me to take a look at a particular person with you, or?
No, because I'm just nobody in particular.
Then, okay, what I'm going to do then is look at your relationship space and you creating, creating that kind of, creating your future in there. Now, if someone ever tells you, and I'm just going to say this clearly, that you have this future or that future in your love life or anything else, they're not necessarily telling you the truth. They might see something, but what I'm going to do is take a look at the energy of what looks like, what it looks like is happening in there. And then also what it looks like is a nice next step, not what you should do, but what looks like it helps for you to be able to, start to have an idea of to create what you want in there. Okay. So let me just take a look at the energy. And the picture I see is, I see a picture of you in your relationship space. It looks like you're really, really small in there. Like the space is very big and you're really, really small for some reason in the energy in the picture I'm looking at. And you're kind of in the middle hiding in this little house. And I see this picture of you're sort of hiding in the middle of this whole great big space waiting for something to come along. And it's not like you're, not like you're sitting at home all the time waiting for something to come along. But the picture is in the energy of the relationship space. There's all this, and the house you're hiding in is a little tiny dark house. It's like everything's very dark. It's not, there's no lights on. It doesn't look happy. There's an energy of a sadness and a little bit of pain. And when I look at that, it's not your energy. There's nothing wrong with your relationship space, but there's a demand in it for you to kind of be passive or be waiting, like for someone to come along and make it better in here. And it's not, this is not your truth. It's not your energy. When I see you creating this, The first picture I see, it's an immediate picture of you just deciding, and you might already be doing stuff like this, but it looks like if you are, this is like keep doing it. But the picture is just start doing things for you. Start doing things for your body. Start giving to yourself, you know, like give yourself treats, be nice to yourself. It looks like it's a lot about you creating your relationship with yourself right now, because that's what your relationship space is waiting for. It's waiting for you to increase and enhance your self-love and your self-determination and yourself, you know, like how you care for yourself, what you give to yourself, and to be kind to yourself, because that changes the whole energy of the relationship space. As soon as I start looking at what happens when you do that, the color gets green and bright, and green is a color of new growth in this case, and it's this healing color too. And it looks like it goes from that little tiny dark you hiding in the middle to this brilliance of all this green. And it changes the whole thing. And you create a different picture in here. You have that power, but it starts with the self-love and the self-care and that relationship with yourself. And so that's what I would say you might want to look at your next steps with that. Rather than worrying about the relationship coming, have the one within. Start to enhance it. And you're going to be changing what comes after that. You'll attract differently. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. We have another, 13 minutes or so left in tonight's show. And I have a few more. I always have a few more things to say, but I do have a few more things to say about how you predict your own future. So my last caller was asking a question that a lot of people ask. It's a very common one. Many people want to talk about relationships and about career and about, you know, how they create what they want there. You know, how does that work? What is the future for this? And it really does change. Your future changes as you change. As you change, as you wake up, as you become conscious, as you grow, as you decide to love yourself, as you decide to forgive, to let go of what you can't control, you change every single step that happens, every single thing that comes your way. You change your energy and you change your life. It's a pretty big deal. Here's a few more suggestions about how you change your own future, how you predict it. So we've already gone into know yourself, love yourself, figure out what you want, own it, decide. You know, often when people do say that, and I think I already brought this up tonight, but I want to say another little point here about this. When people are confused about what they want, you know, a lot often people will ask me, you know, in a reading about, well, I'm not sure what I want. I want something different, but I don't know. And usually when I look at that, they do know, but what they want, they're in judgment of. And the reason they're in judgment of it is because somebody along the line somewhere, you know, might have been anybody, might have made a comment about it or said, oh, I don't know, that's really hard to do, or there's a lot of competition, or how are you going to do that? Oh, that looks really tough. You know, it just some judgment came in, making it difficult for the person to actually see the possibility of them creating it. And if they agreed, you know, if they said, oh, yes, maybe that isn't what I can do, then they might have decided that they didn't know what they wanted. So my point being here, if this is getting a little confusing and roundabout, if you're confused about what you want, look and see if you're really confused or if you've just got some energy in your space that says what you want isn't the right thing to want. So that's, you know, very simply put. And then predicting your own future from that point will be very easy because you can say, oh yeah, all along I actually did want this thing. You know, kind of like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. Yeah, and home is you. You're the home within you. And if you've been going all over, you know, the place and asking the wizard behind the curtain for the right answers and to save you and getting chased around by witches and, you know, your little dog runs away and all this stuff and you're lost, you might have forgotten that actually the home is within you. It's all inside there. And you get back in and you start to really change what's coming. You affect what comes your way. And this is being psychic, by the way. Because being psychic is working with energy. Being psychic is being sensitive to energy. And being psychic is human. It's a human ability. And what's changing in the world of psychic, you know, kind of like a little getting back to my beginning opening monologue about the guy who made the comment on my blog. What's changing in the world of psychic is that more and more people are realizing that predicting the future is kind of silly most of the time. And here's a couple of things that I like to say about predicting the future. This is from another one of my blog posts called it's on the same one, A Note on Predicting the Future and Why I Don't. If you want to read this blog post, you can go to psychiceveryday.com and look for it from May of 2012 in the archives. You'll find it there. So here's from that post. There are still many old world psychics out there, those who do predict the future and work as fortune tellers. I have no problem with them. They just don't interest me. I find them a bit boring. Whenever I read or hear of someone touting that they predicted some event or other, I think, great, but what changed? What changed because you predicted X, Y, or Z? Who listened? What changed as a result of your prediction? Did anything get better? Did anyone heal or learn something? What improved? So if you're in the habit of listening to other people make predictions, without stopping to look for yourself and see if maybe, you know, ask yourself, is this my truth? This person made this prediction about, you know, what's possible in my business or my field or the economy or, you know, what's happening over here or over there. This person made this prediction. They said, this is what's going to happen. They're touted as being an expert. So I've got to listen. It's really fun to look and see how many times through the years, medical science has predicted certain things. And then years later, they're like, oh, yeah, well, we were wrong. And then they have some other prediction. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you have to do this or that because they said you should, because that's what the experts say. My point about predicting your future is that what if you were to decide to know yourself and to make you your study and start to listen to yourself, to learn to listen to your body, to learn what isn't your energy and start to let it go, and learn what is your energy and start to work with it. Because your own energy is unique and one of a kind. So when you do become conscious of your own stuff and you know what is yours and what isn't, you'll be able to create much more consciously moving ahead into the future. And you'll be able to decide much more consciously what you want to hold on to and what you want to let go of and what is true for you and what is not your truth, what might be somebody else's, what might be someone, you know, some psychic reading your mother rather than you. And that's what's really fun. You start to change and heal and grow, change what you have in your life every day. You do it consciously, and you already do it unconsciously, by the way, so you might as well do it consciously. You know, you get better results, actually. And being conscious about it doesn't mean that you're in effort. And what I mean by that is it's not hard. Becoming conscious of yourself might be a little difficult at first if you're not used to it, but it becomes a practice. You know, it's like learning how to do something else, learning a new skill. Well, what if your new skill set included being conscious of your own energy and deciding what you wanted to have and starting to work toward having it? In other words, shut up and do the work. It doesn't have to be tough, but it is something that you got to give yourself a break on too. No being mean. It's just about deciding consciously, here's me. This is what I do want. And I'm realizing now that some of what I thought I wanted maybe was other people wanting for me. It's really true that if you don't know what you want, or if you're afraid to speak out and say what you want, you're afraid to kind of stick up for yourself and your own needs or desires, that you've got other people around you who are going to decide what you do want. It's okay. You know, people do that. They'd be like, oh, you don't know what you want. Here, this is perfect. You should do this. And if you don't have an answer yet, you know, and who of us in high school had an answer yet? But that's the time we were told by guidance counselors and other people what we should do, right? And then when you become older, you realize, oh, no, that really isn't what I want. When you decide what you want and what is true for you, you go a long way to predicting your own future. You guide your energy, you direct your energy in a way that you want it to be. You send yourself in the places you want to go to. You go on the journey to yourself rather than off, you know, all over the hill and yon, whatever, looking for yourself, wandering all over the place. Get back to you. That adventure starts within you. And that's how you begin predicting. That's where it becomes a lot more fun. Now, let's see. I'm coming to the end of tonight's show, and boy, this has really been an action-packed hour, hasn't it? I've had a lot of fun with it, and I just have to say a few more things about predicting your future and about you creating for yourself. One thing I would say is, and you know, another little helpful hint here, why not decide that you can predict a happy future? Why not decide that it gets to be fun? What if that was a big part of it? What if you predicting your future had a lot to do with what you'd really like to experience? You know, what you wanted to feel, how you wanted your day to begin. What if you really were not afraid to ask for exactly what you wanted? Rather than assuming you have to do X, Y, and Z to get the thing you want, you just start to say, no, this is, I realize I really do want to wake up at my own leisure in the morning and sit on the deck and look at the mountain and drink my tea. That's something I decide, and I get to do that a lot of mornings before heading off to my work. And it's fun. It's a nice way to start the day. That maybe that's not your way, but it's mine. And it works. And for you, it might be something very similar. You've got a specific thing, a way you want to be living, how you want to be experiencing your life. Perhaps you want to free yourself like Gulliver, or you want to, you know, set up the energy around you to be around happy, fun people rather than all the Eeyores, and so on and so forth. It's up to you, and you get to do that. So why not make it your Independence Day, as we have tomorrow, and start predicting your own future? I am happy to come to you here Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Time live. I'm Chris Cahill, and you've been listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And please go to SkidRowStudios.com and check us out. We have some amazing shows. There's so many different shows on this station, at this internet station. You can listen to radio here all the time. There's lots of live shows. And again, you can find my podcast and all the other podcasts too at iTunes. So if you want to subscribe to mine, just go to iTunes and subscribe to Psychic Everyday Podcast. And if you would like to leave me a review, I will thank you for it. You can also find me at chriscahill.com. I have a whole website about my readings. I'm a clairvoyant. I give psychic readings. I teach classes. I have a lot of guided meditation recordings, you know, that you can download instantly. There are free ones, and there are some very reasonably priced ones too. So go check it out. And you can also find me on my blog, psychiceveryday.com. And there's lots of articles on there about energy, clairvoyance, meditation, earth grounding, all the rest of it. So there. And I really look forward to hearing from you and to having more of you show up and, you know, get a reading in a future show. If you've never called in, call me back some other time. So, and also thank you, Skid Row Studios. Thank you, Mindy Jorgensen. And thank you, Amadeus Bosch, for the use of your beautiful music. Have a beautiful holiday weekend, everyone. Be safe, be happy, and have fun. And I hope you have a good Independence Day. Bye-bye.